And it goes long.
Now there's a header on. Ollie Johnson clean through a goal. What a one with the keeper. Tries to lob the keeper. It can't be kept out. Ollie Johnson gives Geisley the lead. After 5 minutes, it's the Lions who have must blood in this all-important relegation battle. Geisley 1, Torquay 0.
Hello, and thanks for downloading another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra, and this week we'll be hearing highlights from the Lions' trip to Victory Park in Chorley. You may remember the last time we went to Victory Park in Chorley, it ended quite well. This time, they were meeting in the first round proper of the FA Trophy on a gloomy afternoon in Lancashire. Commentary from Nick Keefe and myself.
Chorley playing a long ball over the top through to the Chorley number 9, Marcus Carver, in the box, who's quickly closed down by Connor Brown and Ashley Palmer, and Chorley have the first corner of the game very, very early on. Goes in, and it's met by a Chorley head, and it's scrambled around in the penalty area, and it's really pinballing around in that penalty area till it lands to Dale Whittam. It's cleared away eventually by James Veselovsky. Blakeman with the corner into the 6-yard box. It's nodded away by what looked like Elliot Green and then nodded towards goal by Dale Whittam. And Matstead has to leap to collect that. It was a good save in the end.
It was. Took it with two hands. Fortunate that it was within his reach, but he took it well and confidently.
Preston plays the ball, tries to find Connor Brown, but it's a misplaced pass. And Blakeman can play the ball long over the top towards Carver to chase. Carver's got himself into the box. And there's trouble here. Elliot Green has to stay strong, and does, but it's yet another corner.
Well, the play just opened up there. Really loose ball. Jordan Preston going for an ambitious crossfield pass to try and get another look at that attacking move, but gave it away badly. Geisley exposed on the break, leading to this third corner.
And Blakeman will get another opportunity from the edge of the box to hoof a ball towards goal. And it's just wide of Maxted's goal. But that was a neat little move. He played it in short, then it was returned to him on the edge of the penalty area. Then he hit it left-footed towards Johnny Maxted's near post. And Maxted had to move smartly, but it was always going wide.
Yeah, only just wide. Rippled all the way along the back of the netting. Couldn't tell for a moment.
Simon Walton then plays the ball into the box. Rankin goes up to it. It might fall for Jordan Preston. But I have to peer around a post at this moment. So I can't quite see what's going on. Veselovsky, it's corner to Geisley. I'm not going to lie. At that exact moment, I had to peer around a post, so I missed what happened.
Yeah, this happened to me at York. It wasn't the edge of the 18-yard box I couldn't see. It was the entire goal at that end. So I feel your pain, Dave.
But a corner here for Geisley. Put into the box. Met by Michael Rankin and into the back of the net. Corner played into the edge of the 6-yard box. Rankin leaps, meets it with his head and finds the far corner of Sean Rowley's goal, and the Lions lead in the FA Trophy. Chorley 0, Geisley 1.
Yeah, absolutely textbook. Goal from a corner, really well swung in the most difficult to defend part of the box. Rankin rose above his marker, played it behind him into the very bottom corner of the goal. No chance for Rowley, the goalkeeper. And that's a good breakthrough for Geisley.
A ball played over the top for Marcus Carver to chase, but a diving header on the edge of the penalty area by Johnny Maxted clears that danger.
Well, that there was a reaction as though someone had just set off a firework above the ground. A concerted ooh. I think in appreciation.
Well, never let it be said he's not committed. From being played in first time, Adam Boyd's closing down. The defender there conceding a free kick. It's just inside the Geisley half. Stephen Jordan will take. Plenty of players on the edge of the penalty area here for Chorley to attack. Plenty of blue shirts too. It's nodded away by Michael Rankin. Not quite as far as, only as far as a black and white shirt. First time ball played back in. Ashley Farman nods the ball in the air. And Johnny Maxted tried to clear it away. A one-handed punch. Which
that was, a, that was
just
a,
mistimed.
A forehand volley.
Forehand volley, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was somewhere between a tennis and a volleyball shot.
The upshot is a corner to Chorley, which is taken and played in towards the 6-yard area and away by Michael Rankin at the near post and cleared away by Ashley Palmer at the far. Now Blakeman with the ball in, receives it back, plays it to the edge of the penalty area. Chorley here. Jason Walker with a fine first-time effort, tipped over the bar by Johnny Maxted. But a neat little move there by Adam Blakeman found Jason Walker on the edge of the penalty area, who hit a first-time curling shot, which Johnny Maxted did well to tip over.
Yeah, lovely move that by Chorley. Could have been decisive. That was moving in the air away from Maxted and coming under the bar, and he's done well to just fist it over the crossbar before it dipped another half a foot or so, and that was going in.
Michael Rankin holds the ball, plays it on for Adam Boys. Adam Boys then plays the ball across. Jordan Preston gets it. Edge of the penalty area, turns onto his right foot, hits the bar. Lovely first-time shot, which was actually touched onto the bar by Sean Rowley.
Yeah.
Now down the right-hand side, now Marcus Carver. Marcus Williams has to come across, but Carver retains possession and plays a ball into the six-yard box. It meets a Chorley man and ricochets around the penalty area. Off a Lions defender, off what looked like Connor Brown. And eventually Johnny Maxted collects it, but that was a scary moment there for the Lions. This one comes in again and misses everybody there. I don't think anybody really knew where it was going. Cottrell plays that ball back across, and again Blakeman gets another opportunity, turns Adam Boys. Low ball across the penalty area. In the end, it was met by Scott Leather, who managed to head the ball. Head the ball, that would have been a trick. It was a low cross. Scott Leather hit a first-time shot, but lifted his effort over the bar from about the six-yard box. He did well to even get it over the bar from there.
He's Rosenthaled it, hasn't he? I mean, he had the goal at his mercy, a couple of yards out. Extraordinary to lift it over the bar from there, just leaning back, I guess, slightly underneath it. Huge let-off for Geisley. Chorley have worked these corners very well, have looked dangerous from all of their set pieces, actually, during the game.
Ball played into Jason Walker. Jason Walker's got in the penalty area. Takes a big swing at it. It goes over the bar, over the stand, over the trees. Into a back garden three streets away, I think.
Whichever steward goes to fetch that is allowed to look fed up, because they're going to be gone for quite some time.
I think you can give them a motor scooter. They still won't come back for half an hour. Jordan Preston with the ball, played in towards Jake Cassidy. Jake Cassidy has an opportunity here. Oh my goodness, leaped the ball over the goalkeeper, but just wide of the post.
Or nearly one of the all-time great substitutions. That first involvement in the game, threw on goal, timed his run perfectly. He was out quite wide and it was a difficult finish, but he did beat the keeper and the ball just trickled a foot or so beyond the far post.
Chorley, this one taken short. Jason Walker with the ball into the box and nodded away. And I tell you what, Maxted would beat all ends up there and nodded away by the Lions, but it's back in towards a black and white shirt. That's an overhead kick and pushed away by Johnny Maxted. A really acrobatic effort by Chorley. And Johnny Maxted had to move across his goal really smartly there to push that away. Just living on their nerves a little bit now. Ball in the hands of Johnny Maxted. He's just got to slow this down, but that was a good save from keeper.
Yeah, it was. Two big moments in the game there. Crucial clearance off the line, headed clearance, and Maxted was beaten by the unexpected ball, coming back in on goal. And then after that, brilliant overhead shot attempt. It was out and wide, and Johnny Maxted had to get two good hands behind it to parry it away. It's stopping again over on the far side. Yeah. Will Hatfield's getting
a free kick
kicked
there.
Around by a Chorley player who's been shown a straight red card.
Now, it looked like someone threw an arm out there. It looked like Stephen Jordan threw an arm out at Will Hatfield, who went to the ground. No, I don't know. I'm just saying what I see. But I think he's raised an arm on Will Hatfield there, and that's why that's a straight red.
It was a messy challenge. It's been a messy passage of play as... The Chorley man does depart the pitch now without too much complaint, it has to be said. Our drama out on the pitch. But just after another foul, the ball moved to the far side of the pitch from where we are. And Will Hatfield fouled, went down, looked like a bad challenge. As you say, Dave, it looked like there was a bit of something extra in it as well. The referee was very quick to get over there and show a straight red card. No protest from the Chorley players or fans, so I think that's probably as you saw it.
Rules is rules. You raise your arms, you gotta go. And the final whistle blows. Geisley progress in the FA Trophy. It finishes here, Chorley nil, Guiseley won. The goal on 17 minutes from Michael Rankin. A textbook header from a textbook corner. Since then, Chorley applied pressure, had a fair few opportunities. Jason Walker with a splendid opportunity in the first half, punched away by Johnny Maxted, who was also called into action in the second half to make several excellent saves and has kept Guiseley in this tie. Towards the end, Chorley ended with 10 men as Stephen Jordan was sent off for what looked like a raised hand against Will Hatfield. Chorley will feel hard done by, but the Lions have seen this game out. It finishes here, Chorley nil, Guiseley one.
Hard fought game, but we've got through to the next round. Are you pleased with the outcome today?
I was pleased. Yeah, that's why, you know, that's why we play the game and involved in the game. And to be honest, I think this is probably as hard as anywhere to come. The good side doing really well in their own respective league, and a big test for us today. And the lads deserve a lot of credit. I've obviously made a few changes as well, and I said I wouldn't make those changes if I felt I weakened the side, and I banged on about, you know, as a squad and how we work together, and again it's come to fruition that, you know, Ranks has been very, very disappointed being out of the side and coming in the side, and again, you know, when it's his time he comes up and does well for himself, does well for us as a group. So commend everybody. It's not just him, obviously Elliot Green comes into the side, not played much English football. I thought he were outstanding as well, and like I said, I want to bring people in that's going to do well for us and well for the squad, one thing's for sure, I will disappoint people throughout the season, and it's tough. That's the toughest bit for me, and again, give me a dilemma and selection problems. But that's what we want. That's, you know, keeping competition. James Wislawski's been out, been a bit unfortunate. He's obviously come in, looked like he's not been away as well. There's a lot of positives to come out of today. We've got a few injuries, and we managed to patch ourselves up and get out and do really well. So, Blake, first and foremost, say well done to everybody connected with the club. A big result for us. Like you said, maybe broke the little hoodoo away from home. To be honest, I don't see it like that. It's more about the performance, and it was a tough afternoon today, and I thought everybody conducted itself fantastically.
And talk about a reintroduction to English football. This was proper English football, wasn't it? It was a difficult surface today to play on, and torrential rain in the second half. Really, a performance. Do you feel that it was the character of the performance as much as the limited opportunities that we had to play football on the surface today?
Yeah, 100%. At this stage of the season, you come to places and the weather's not good and it's cold and. I thought we were outstanding on that side of things, and they're the things I bang on about, standards and things like that, and maintaining what we're about. Today we're a big example of that. And at times there was some outstanding football as well. I mean, their keeper produced an unbelievable save, and I think all three forwards had a touch of the ball and then moved and got back on the end of the ball and, like I said, if it weren't for a fantastic save from their keeper, it'd have been a fantastic goal built up right from the back. I've seen a lot of positives and not too many negatives in a way. And also, at times, I've had to dig in and really fight for the result today. Clean sheet. Johnny were outstanding again. I'll keep being demanding on everybody. I'm as demanding on Johnny as anybody in the team, and ultimately I just want to try and improve him, and if he improves, the team improves, and everybody, if they improve as players and people, we won't go far wrong.
Colin Robertson there interviewing Adam Lockwood after the 1-0 win at Chorley secured the Lions' place in the second round of the FA Trophy. The Lions will play away at Nuneaton on the 14th of January in the second round. You may remember our last visit to Nuneaton was 4 years ago in the Conference North playoffs. It ended 1-1 that day with a late equaliser. The Lions were not to progress, however, losing 1-0 in extra time at Nethermoor. But times have changed. Nuneaton are now in the North and Guiseley, of course, in the National League. So hopefully fortunes will change and the Lions can seal their progress in the new year. Before that, though, the Lions have a doubleheader against Lincoln City. The first of those games is at Nethermoor on Boxing Day. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. And it is an all-ticket game, so you will need to buy your tickets beforehand if you don't already own a season ticket. You can buy them online at eventbrite.co.uk. You'll see the link in the description of this podcast, but if you don't see it, it's Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T, Bright spelled B-R-I-T-E, .co.uk. Search for Guiseley AFC, you'll be able to find those tickets there. You can also purchase tickets in person, sure, if you don't trust the internet. You can buy them from the Sponsors Lounge on Tuesday the 20th of December between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. or on Thursday the 22nd of December between 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. If you want to head to the clubhouse on Friday the 16th of December, you can buy them there 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. or on Wednesday 21st of December 7 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. No tickets will be sold at the ground after the 22nd of December and there will be no pay on the day facility. However, if you buy your tickets through eventbrite.co.uk, you can purchase them up until 1 p.m. on the day of the match, subject to availability. It's £15 for adults, £10 for concessions, £5 if you happen to be lucky enough to be aged between 12 and 18 years old, and if you're an accompanied under 12, you'll get in for free. Well, the Vixens had a week off last week after their game against Nottingham Forest Ladies at Nethermoor ended in a disappointing 1-0 defeat, knocking them out of the FA Women's Cup. They're back in action in the FA Women's Premier League against Ossett Town Ladies this Sunday, 18th of December at 2 p.m. If you're looking for your football fix, head to Ossett and support the Vixens. And that'll do it for another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. Thanks for downloading us again. We're going to take a well-earned break for a couple of weeks and be back in the new year with highlights from this weekend's game against Woking and the doubleheader against Lincoln on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, weather permitting, obviously. We'll be bringing you live coverage from Woking on Saturday afternoon from about 2:45. Join us at mixlr.com/Guiseley Radio. Don't forget you can tweet us at Guiseley Radio anytime you like. And if you have any thoughts, suggestions, or anything that you'd like to tell us, please do just email us radio@guiseleyafc.co.uk. It's been quite a year for the Lions in 2016. Let's hope 2017 can bring us a few more goals, a few more points, and perhaps most vitally of all, Vanarama National League safety and a third season in the top flight of non-league football. Have a lovely Christmas, have a splendid new year, and we'll see you soon.
Finished here, if you're just joining us, it's finished here. Guiseley have won.
It's finished.
By 4-3. And we're hearing...
It's finished!
And it's finished! Yeah! Guiseley are staying up! Yeah! Guiseley are in the Vanarama National League again next season! Yeah!